Listen to this news. France riots. Tourism and business sectors plunging into crisis. France's tranquil image as an idyllic travel destination is being severely tested as the country grapples with a wave of unrest triggered by the fatal police shooting of Nahal M., a 17-year-old teenager. This eruption of violence is casting long shadows over the nation's travel, tourism, and business sectors, causing significant disruption and financial distress. In the hospitality sector, hotels and restaurants are facing the brunt of the crisis. According to Chef Thierry Marx, the president of the main association for hotel and catering industry employers, member establishments have been rocked by a surge of reservation cancellations and sustained substantial damage. The dual blow of lost bookings and repair costs is placing a heavy financial burden on the sector. Meanwhile, the retail sector is sounding alarm bells. Over 100 stores, ranging from food outlets to general retailers, have been vandalized, looted, or set alight. This distressing situation has prompted the French Retail Federation, FCD, to call for increased police protection. Jacques Cressel, the FCD's managing director, has urgently appealed to government ministries to step in and curb the destruction. As the turmoil continues, France's tourism industry is growing increasingly anxious. Observers warn that the protests and their negative international coverage risk tarnishing France's reputation as a secure destination. Didier Arino, the managing director of ProTourisme, likened the damage to an exorbitantly costly negative ad campaign that could echo for years to come. This crisis also poses a potential threat to the forthcoming global events scheduled in France, including the Rugby World Cup and the 2024 Paris Olympic Games. These significant occasions, which usually boost tourism and international prestige, now have a cloud of uncertainty hanging over them. Echoing this sentiment is Franck Trouet, the representative of France's independent hotels and restaurants, who cautioned that the current climate might particularly dissuade Asian tourists, known for their emphasis on safety, from visiting France. Such a drop in visitor numbers could lead to a severe decline in tourism revenues. As the situation unfolds, businesses and authorities are concentrating their efforts on restoring security and rebuilding damaged infrastructure. Yet, as noted by Jean-François Rial, the president of the Paris Tourist Office, the ongoing protests could significantly complicate the organization of upcoming global events like the Olympic Games. All eyes are now on France's president, Emmanuel Macron, as the country faces one of its most critical periods in recent years. The travel, tourism, and business sectors, cornerstone contributors to France's economy, are bracing themselves for the substantial losses and the inevitable path to recovery. The unfolding narrative reveals a nation in crisis, endeavoring to restore peace and stability while protecting its global standing as a beloved travel destination. Fashion industry. War on waste. Bans unsold fashion destruction.